Ephesians chapter 5, our portion is verses 8 through 14. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, how we thank you that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And when we were ungodly and unrighteous, you gave Christ to die for us, and he laid down his life for us. How much more are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, sure to continue and to complete the work that you have thus begun in us? And so we come to you in that biblical certainty to pray in the Holy Spirit, to pray according to what we know from your Spirit's word, and in dependence upon your Spirit's work, that you would help us now as we hear your word and conform us to Christ and to the glory of the Father. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 8 and going through verse 14, these are God's words. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. We're given three instructions in this passage. One is to walk a certain way. One is to find certain things out. And the third is to have no fellowship, but rather expose. So the first is to walk as children of light. He started out the chapter by saying, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love. And the same Spirit who is carrying along the Apostle Paul, as he gives us this passage, carries along the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 1, where he says that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, and that we are to walk in the light. But it's not just that we walk as those who have been given light from God to understand certain things, but it's better than that. Because we started out worse than merely being in darkness and without understanding. What does he say in the beginning of our passage? He says, for you were once darkness. People are not naturally good, or even naturally mostly bad with a little bit of good in them. Naturally, outside of Christ, we are darkness. So the bad news is worse than our flesh is ordinarily willing to admit, until the Lord, by his Spirit attending his word, brings us to that conviction. But the good news is better than what it would be if we were just once in darkness, because we have gone from becoming darkness to becoming light, from becoming enemies of God and strangers to the life of God, as he says in the previous chapter, to becoming dear children of God. And so he says, walk as children of light. And that means walk as an outgrowing of the work that the Spirit is producing in you. Because the Spirit is for us the Spirit of his Son, whom he sent into our hearts. the Apostle Paul says in Galatians. And he is, for us, the spirit of adoption, the same apostle says. And so he's the spirit who bears in us that family resemblance that we've been called to and commanded. He is the spirit who bears this fruit of all goodness, all righteousness, and all truth. And we are to live in a manner before God that shows that we have his spirit in us, that we have been adopted as his children, that he has taken those who used to be darkness and turned them into light. And so the way that we live, the choices that we make, should be according to this marvelous transformation that God has given. But in order to walk in all goodness, that is everything that is consistent with the character of God, and all righteousness, that is everything that is consistent with the judgments of God, and all truth, that is everything that is consistent with the instruction and the wisdom of God. If we are to walk in that way, we're going to need to do some theological work. And that brings us to the second instruction, not just walking in our passage, but finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Finding out what pleases God. We want to know everything that is good and everything that is right and everything that is true. Why? Because these things please our God. Because this is what the Holy Spirit produces in those whom he joins to Jesus by faith. And so believers ought to be, and we aren't always, there is that remaining sin, there is that remaining fleshliness. That's why the Holy Spirit gives us these words, is to instruct us. Believers ought to be eager, diligent theologians, finding out everything we possibly can that pleases God. Never being satisfied with good enough or the status quo, or especially not comparing ourselves to others, but always finding out whatever God's word says. Eager to do those personal devotions, those family devotions, to come on the Lord's Day and hear preaching and teaching, to be instructed, so that we can find out more of what pleases our Lord, to walk as children of light. Much like many of you children love to find out whatever pleases mommy or whatever pleases daddy, because that smile is worth everything to you. And every new thing you can find out that mommy or daddy likes, you like to do. Obviously, not entirely as you should. And yet, even in our flesh, God has built in that desire in large part in you, so that we will understand what he means here by finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. So we're to walk as his children. In order to do so, we have to find out what is acceptable to him. And in order that we would do what we find out, we have to overcome a tendency, and that is a desire to have fellowship with the world. Because there are still many people who are darkness. And darkness doesn't like being exposed. And you've been in those situations where they're doing things or they're saying things, and you know that you can't participate, but there's that tension. Because if you don't laugh at the joke, or if you don't go along with, you know, making fun of that that person, or if you say something about the way they just used your Lord's name, or if you have to walk away because this isn't what your Redeemer has made this day for, and that doesn't please him, or any of those things, there is a great discomfort, isn't there? You want to have fellowship. You want to connect. You may even be like Lot and think, well, this will give me opportunity to reach out to these people of Sodom. Righteous Lot, whose soul was tormented, Peter tells us, by the Holy Spirit, about what he experienced day by day there. And the Lord knows that you have that tension. And so he says, have no fellowship with. And we shouldn't have fellowship with darkness. right? But it's interesting. He says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. You see, you are to interact with the world, but you are to interact with the world as light. And when push comes to shove, and the difference between light and darkness comes to a head, and it will, if you have interaction with those who are darkness, there's going to be a point at which you say, uh-oh, this is going to expose the darkness, and it is going to be uncomfortable. And at that point, he says, expose. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. He says, remember the root of all that these people do. Yes, sometimes they do things that have an outward conformity with what God says is right and what God says is good and what God says is true, and you can do and be along with them in those things. But the root of the unconverted person is self-service, not God's service. It is not love of God with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. It is not loving the brethren as Christ has loved us. And it is not loving their neighbor as themselves. And often what comes out of that root in their hearts are the things that they do in secret that are so shameful that you wouldn't even speak about them. So when they do certain things in public, in interaction with you, remember where it's coming from and don't have fellowship with that. You keep bearing the fruit of the Spirit and don't participate in works that are unfruitful, that are not coming out of the root of new life in you. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you feel, everything you think, as someone who belongs to Jesus Christ, ought to be a fruit of the work that the Holy Spirit is doing in you. So don't be afraid of the tension, because light is going to have to expose darkness at some point, and you can be happy about it, even if they aren't yet. Because you're grateful that one day, however it happened, maybe you don't even remember that day, you got exposed to yourself as darkness. All things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. And now we have to correct translation here, because almost all the English translations change whatever makes manifest into an active. That's active. It's actually passive in the original. Whatever is made manifest is light. Because that's how those who start out at darkness, that's the only way, start out as darkness, that's the only way we can become light. Is by realizing that we are darkness, realizing that Christ has light in himself and that he has borne the penalty for what we are and what we have done in ourselves. Aren't you grateful that your darkness was exposed to you so that you could turn from your sin to trust in Jesus and belong to him? Well, that's how darkness is made into light. And if you and I are unwilling to suffer the tension, the discomfort of exposing darkness, we're also being unwilling to participate in God's making those who are darkness into light. You see, Jesus provides the power. He wakes up the sleeping, verse 14. He raises the dead, verse 14. He gives light, verse 14. And he does so to those who are being exposed as darkness. It is those who are exposed that become light. And so we're not just grateful for the day that we were exposed. We're also willing to be part of his exposing others, because we have confidence in him that he is going to wake some who are sleeping, and he is going to raise some who are dead, and he is going to turn more who are darkness into light. And therefore, instead of being embarrassed not to be part of what the darkness is doing, we are eager to be part of what Jesus is doing. So three things: walk as children of light, finding out what is pleasing to the Lord, and not having fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather exposing, because that is part of what the Lord uses as he is about to waken the sleeping, raise the dead, and give them life. Amen. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we pray for your help with all of these things, because we are often forgetful of the marvelous transformation that you have made, and therefore not as glad and amazed that we can walk as children of light. And we are often complacent and lazy to find out more of what pleases you. For even what we know, we do so poorly. And there seems to be so much, and that which we do, we are overly impressed with as far as ourselves are concerned, and not so amazed as we should be that you are the one who is doing it in us. So we pray that you would help us to walk. We pray that you would help us to be diligent in finding out more of what pleases you. But, oh Lord, it's especially this last one that we have the hardest time with. So we pray that you would stir up in us gratitude for having been exposed in the process of your transforming us and turning us into light and children of light. And we pray that you would give us confidence that you are still doing this work, so that when the moment of tension comes, you would grab our attention as to the opportunity to be those who, not through pride, but through following and belonging to and loving and pleasing Jesus, might be used by him to expose and trusting him to give light. We do pray, Lord, especially for our loved ones, family, close friends, acquaintances, who are still darkness, aliens from the life of God, sons of disobedience, children of wrath. Have mercy, we pray, and be pleased to so make us walk that they would be exposed, and give us an opportunity to answer for the hope that is in us, and bring them to the light and turn them into light, we ask. All of this in Jesus' name. Amen.